Let's pray. Father God, we come to you to learn from you. We pray that your word would find its place in our heart to land firmly and to grow. We pray that you would grant us by your mercy relief from the things on our mind about the other things that will still be there when we walk out the door and into this rest of this week. But right now, we desire to draw near to you and to hear from you. And will you speak to us, please, through your word? We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So we're in Romans chapter 11. And we've actually preached the good news of the Christmas story in the context of bits and pieces of Romans chapter 10 and chapter 11. And I want to ask you, when you became a believer, what about you changed? So before and after, or what even like since? How is your life different since you came to believe? And now here's a further question. Can anything happen which would cause you not to believe or cause you to not believe? Would you ever give up your hope in God through Jesus Christ? So dutifully, we probably, all of us, would shake our heads and say, oh, no, 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 no. And you remember Peter, I will never deny you, Jesus, right? And nobody would say that poor Peter was doomed to hell for the few weeks or however much time there was between the resurrection and meeting Christ on the beach, right? So in Romans chapter 10, verse 21, which is the last verse before chapter 11, it says this, of Israel, God says, all day long I have held out my hands to a disobedient and contrary people. God's commitment to his people, even when we resist, is evident just in that verse alone. And look at what it says in verse 11, verse 1, chapter 11, verse 1. I ask then, has God rejected his people? By no means. Now, Paul's talking to us about Israel. He's talking to us about the salvation that has come by grace through faith, and that it is happening to the Gentiles and not just to the Jewish believers, but people who are walking in Christ. And, you know, over history, you've had waves of anti-Semitism where people who considered, we are the Christians, we follow Jesus, they're the ones that killed Christ. And you have just ugly times. In fact, if we are people who consider ourselves part of the Reformed Church, Martin Luther himself was known to be really quite hostile to the Jewish people, wrongly, inherent in the culture that he was a part of. It just kind of bled through to his theology. And so that's a concerning thing when you consider that here's Paul in Romans in chapter 11 saying, has God rejected his people, these Israelites that I'm talking about? By no means. So take that, put that away. When you think of Israel, consider, has God rejected these people? By no means. But you have to know and you have to acknowledge that the people who say we are Israel, they are not followers of Jesus Christ. And so how does that work? That you can be saved through faith in Jesus Christ alone, washed in the blood of Jesus, the only atoning sacrifice that has made us right with God. And you have a culture of people who say, that Jesus guy, he's not the Messiah. We are not following him. We're waiting for the real guy to come back. Right? And then when their real guy comes back and they go, oh my goodness, it's Jesus. Everybody comes to their senses. He goes, my goodness, this Jesus is the Messiah. For centuries we had it wrong. Millennia. That's what's coming, still in the future. But Paul tells us now, he said then, and accounts for us now, God has not rejected his people.